Hello? Yeah. Hello? No, as a matter of fact, I think that it was good that they tried to keep that subject up because we're on the side of the angels there. Well, you know, really, this certainly exposes the press for what they are, though. Those bastards, they don't care about keeping the government going. They don't care about the, you know, slashing the tires or trashing all over the city or stopping the traffic. The bastards only care about the, what are we going to do with these poor, innocent little bastards that are down here to demonstrate against the war. They sure did, didn't they?
They really did.
Yeah.
It was, I'm sure to everybody that viewed this thing, I know. So, visible, but it must have had a tremendous reaction.
We hope so, yeah.
Well, I was thinking, somehow or other, I think the world is going to have to that press conference, or press conference, they don't need any diatribe, public statements that they often want to collect.
Yeah.
Here they were again on the same old tired, worn subject.
Right.
They thought they were going to make brownie points on it. So glad that you got off the question of what should have been said to the public.
Well, anyway, we ought to have a good meeting on Thursday with these people and try to get something positive out of that. Because we really want to get this law and order and the dope thing, too. That thing, I've tried to put that in the context, as you notice, not of just a Vietnam,
yep,
but of the nation.
You know, right.
We just don't want to, that would be a bad wicket for us to say that the problem is only dope in Vietnam, which is ridiculous.
Well, this is absolutely true, because Vietnam is a long way away. Most people are in Western
But there are only 200,000 left over there. And there are millions here that are exposed to the damn dope traffic.
That's absolutely right. And I'm sure that Bud Krogh and the rest of them are working, all of our departments are working on programs to come out. And I think that'll be real plus factor when it comes. And hopefully it won't be too long, because this has become they've really generated press, perhaps right. So it's just a serious problem.
Oh, it's a terrible problem. I mean, terrible. And I was glad to get across the point of not legalizing marijuana. I had said it earlier in California, but by gosh, it's time for the country to know that we're not going to crap around with these people.
Well, Mr. President, every bit of evidence that comes along, there's certain details, but every bit of evidence that comes along points very hard to the fingers that the hard narcotics addict that comes from American experimentation.
Well, as a matter of fact, you can say it's kind of like cigarettes and cancer. You cannot prove that cigarettes lead to cancer, but all the evidence shows that those who smoke cigarettes are more likely to get cancer than those that don't.
Well,
and so it is with this damn thing. Bigger escape. Well, anyway, we'll have a little meeting, a good meeting on Thursday, I hope.
Well, okay. One of the fascinating things that intrigued me when I got through, they got the Chancellor of Mississippi, and my daughter was almost complimentary. This surprised the hell out of me.
Keep slugging them.
We will. You've done it then.
Good.
I'm sorry, the Justice Department has all these problems.
No, that's right. That's fine. Well, they just so that they make a plus for us.
Yeah, when you got off the house,
yeah, we said we're going to make a statement later.
Good.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
Fine, bye.
Good show.